From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. It is Valentine's Day, the day for expression of romantic interest. My question is, how did you meet your Valentine? Maybe you've known your Valentine for years or decades. Maybe you met your Valentine last week or at breakfast this morning. How did you meet the person who gets your heart today? 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. It's kind of the creation myth of your romance. 800-289-5869. Maybe it's not a myth. You can write to us, conversation@kuow.org.
Well, he was a head counselor at the boys' camp, and I was a head counselor at the girls' camp. And they had a social one night, and he walked across the room. I thought he was coming to talk to my friend Maxine, because people were always crossing rooms to talk to Maxine. But he was coming to talk to me, and he said,
"I'm Ben Small of the Coney Island Smalls."
At that moment, I knew. I knew the way you know about a good melon.
Did you know about the person who's your Valentine today the way you know about a ripe melon? 206-543-5869. You might recognize that from the movie When Harry Met Sally. All these couples sitting down telling the story of how they met. What is your story? How did you meet your Valentine? 206-543-5869. 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Bruce wrote, "One evening in 1973, me and my dorm roommates followed the sound of someone playing guitar and singing Paul Simon on our floor. The source of the wonderful sound was playing to a room full of people. We sat in, and I was smitten. Sue and I will celebrate 37 years of marriage later this year." Maria wrote, "Match.com in 2007, inseparable since our second date, married since 2009, have a little Valentine of our own who will be two this June." And in another sign in the changing ways that Valentines meet, Nicola wrote, "I met my husband on OkCupid.com. We officially met in person at a Starbucks in Everett on Valentine's Day. We are definitely a Seattle couple." Let's go next, first of all, to Jane Armstrong, who's on the line with us to talk about how she met her husband of 13 years. And this is a real public radio story, isn't it, Jane?
Yes, it is. 1999 was when a lot of the online dating was starting, and CarTalk had on their website a way for singles to list. And I think it was probably on the downslope because there were about 12 men and 12 women listed for Washington State. And I had just purchased a new Volkswagen Bug, and so you were to describe yourself as a car, and that's how I listed. And my husband now was one of the people who wrote to me, and for a month and a half we sent daily emails to each other until a friend sent, "Are you ever going to meet or talk to this guy?" And we arranged our first date to drive the tulip fields up in the Skagit Valley.
Why did you think a shared affinity for car talk might lead to romance?
I didn't. It was kind of a lark. And it was anonymous and thought, well, this will be fun. Loved the humor of car talk. And I had followed NPR as I'd lived around the country, and my husband, too. So we found we had common interests right off. And the more we wrote and eventually talked to each other, we were constantly amazed at what we had in common before we even knew each other.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day, Jane? Anything special?
We'll be having a nice dinner at home and hopefully with tulips and just having a quiet evening, the two of us.
Jane, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype around Valentine's Day, and yeah, it's an effort to try to sell you everything heart-shaped and flowers and everything like that in the stores, but often there's some genuine emotion there, and people are not just going through the emotions. We're asking today about how you met the person who is your Valentine. Roxanne answered that question by saying, "I gave birth to them. They're the best Valentines I could possibly wish for." Kathy met her Valentine in a youth hostel in Paris. Oh, I'd like to hear the rest of that story. 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Maybe like Jane, it didn't start out like looking for someone who might be a Valentine. It just started out with some shared interest. And then lo and behold, something more grew from that. 206-543-5869. Let's go to Juanita, who's listening to us today in Kingston. Juanita, it involved a fishing boat in Sitka, Alaska?
It did. I actually came up to the dock and was unloading fish, and my then unknown person thought I was the deckhand watching me unload fish. And then when I went to the wheel and drove the boat away, he realized that I actually owned the boat. And that intrigued him, so he eventually made his way down and introduced himself. My boat was called the Vagabond, and his entry line was, well, my father's boat is called the Gypsy. So he thought somehow that made a connection worth following up. And 20 years later and four kids later, that was a wonderful meeting.
Now, some might have found it intimidating that you were the skipper of your own fishing boat, and must have been a sign to you that he found that intriguing.
That was the sign, yeah. And it was a good sign.
Well, if you're hauling fish off a boat, I'm imagining, Juanita, you're not your most aromatic. did you perhaps not make the... But apparently that did not stop him.
No, and I didn't have a hairdo or painted nails either, I'll tell you. It was all about fish slime and, you know, rain gear. So if he saw through that and saw something, I figured he was a keeper.
Hey, Juanita, thanks for telling us that story. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We're talking about your creation myth, how you met your Valentine. Maybe it was 10 years ago. Maybe it was 2 days ago. Let's go to Ginja, who's listening to us today over in Kirkland. Ginja, how did you meet the person who is your Valentine today?
Hi, I met my husband in an Irish pub in Seattle.
And was it, how did the meeting take place? Did you just start talking to him? Did he start talking to you?
No. A mutual friend of ours was down there. He was having a couple of friends come out, and I think he was actually doing some sort of fundraiser, and he convinced me to come down, and I was very apprehensive because it was a work night, if I remember, and I walk into this bar, and I was new to Seattle at the time, and it's full of men, and I was just overwhelmed and just so intimidated, and I remember saying to him, my God, I'm not going to stay. I'm going to be eaten alive in here. And he's like, no, you're going to be safe. Sit next to this guy. This is Seamus. He will take care of you. So I said, okay, fine, and sat next to Seamus, we got talking, and he literally took my breath away. And 8 years later, we have two kids, and we've been happily married for 5 years.
Congratulations! Now, was your friend setting you up? Did your friend know Seamus and think that this something might happen if you sat down next to him?
No, not at all. It was all a rugby connection, believe it or not. So there was no sort of setup at all. It was just one of those meant to be kind of things.
Do you remember his first words to you?
My God, no. A lot of alcohol was involved that night.
The details are foggy, but the results are resilient. Hey, Ginja, thanks so much for telling us about how you got together and with your Valentine. Thanks for calling us today. 206-543-5869. 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Josh is listening to us today in Bellingham. Josh, how did you meet your Valentine today?
Well, I was running a little courier business doing home milk delivery. I was a milkman in Bellingham and delivered to a little grocery store down in Langley on Whidbey Island. And I saw the most beautiful girl. She was cutting, prepping produce. And, well, you know, the milkman in the section. Every day that I'd run my deliveries, I'd look so good to seeing her. And then I randomly ran in. And it turns out she lived in Bellingham.
Joshua, I'm afraid we got a bad phone line there, but the meeting at the grocery store sparked the attraction and then finally got a chance to meet her somewhere else in Bellingham. Thanks for calling us and telling us that. Let's go to Renee, who's calling us today from Wallingford. Renee,
hey,
how'd you meet your Valentine?
He and I actually were wandering lost outside of an apartment building in Bellevue, both trying to find a surprise birthday party that we had been invited to. And lo and behold, we were both, in fact, going to the same place. And once we found the correct apartment, struck up conversation, and we were married this past August.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
One cannot overemphasize the sometimes impact of a coincidental meeting like that. Then it seems like kismet, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah. Thanks for telling us about that, Renee. We've got Joe on the line calling us today from Kenmore. My question, how did you meet your Valentine? How about you, Joe?
Hi. You know, we were online daters, and his profile kept showing up in my queue every night after work, and I would look at his profile, and I was like, you're not a match for me, and I'd disregard it. And after several times, I noticed he was online one night, and just randomly I sent off this kind of smart-ass reply of, you keep showing up, but you don't really match. And 13 years later, you know, I moved to Seattle to be with him, and or not 13 years later, but we've been together now for 13 years, and it's the best thing that I ever did.
Wow. So what about the match made you look at it and go, this guy's not for me?
I was a pretty conservative, newly out gay man, and he was completely not. He had been out from, you know, his teenage years, and his profile was rather risque, and mine was a lot more conservative. I think the only thing we had in common was our height and our age.
Well, it sounds like that intrigued you a bit, though, even though you didn't think it would be a match. It intrigued you in some way.
There was probably something, but it wasn't until I met him 3 months later that I knew that I'd found something really special.
What are you going to do for Valentine's Day, Joe?
You know, we'll probably have a nice, quiet home night at home with dinner and the dogs.
Thanks a lot for calling, Joe. I appreciate it. Let's go to Elizabeth. She's calling us today from up in Anacortes. Elizabeth, how did you meet your Valentine?
Well, it was sort of a three-step process. I saw this amazing photography on a friend's website. A few days later, I was sitting in a bar drinking coffee and stitching up a stuffed animal, and there's this incredibly cute barback taking care of me. A few days later, I'm commenting on the photography, and my friend said, oh, well, you know him. And I said, huh? And he says, he works at the place. And I said, no, I don't. And he says, yeah. And he described it, and I went, oh, my gosh. And so the next time I was in, I introduced myself to him formally and shook hands, and I was done. That was it. And we just celebrated our second anniversary yesterday.
Wow. Do you think if there hadn't been that extra knock on, you sounds like you liked talking to him before you knew it was his photography. If it had only been the photography, you think that you would have wanted to get together with him?
Yeah, I think I do. It was very expressive, and it just has a unique style, and it just showed somebody who had an eye to see things that you might not normally see. And the way he looks at everything is kind of that way, and it's just very unique. But what was funny is later he said that one of the things he liked is that I had been waiting for my son, and I was stitching up this torn stuffed animal. He had just gotten it for Christmas. So I'm in a bar, but I'm not drinking, and got coffee, I've got a stuffed animal and a needle and thread. And he thought, what a good person I must have been to be doing that for my son. And so that was, you know, as a single mom, that was kind of an interesting thing, because usually it's, you know, kids, the guy
yeah,
runs the other direction.
They're headed off, but this got him interested. So
it was really sweet.
What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
Well, we kind of did our Valentine's Day yesterday because it was our anniversary. So we just went out to our favorite place in Anacortes and had a couple really great cocktails and just spent some time together. It was really nice.
Elizabeth, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Well, my wife says it was a barroom brawl, and I'm not going to disagree with her about that. I was working at a pub in the back, and a friend of mine came back and started talking to me about his sister and how his sister was in a relationship that was no good. And Harriet came in back, and it was her friend who was the sister, and she defended the relationship. She said, no, this is true love. And for some reason, I thought she was pretty cute. So I stuck up for true love, as she said it. And that's how we met. Thing is that the relationship we both thought was true love kind of crashed and burned. So we were both wrong about that, but we were right about each other. Let's go to Mike. He's listening to us today in the Green Lake neighborhood. Mike, how'd you meet your Valentine?
Well, I was standing in line at the ski lift at Stevens Pass, and I spied her in front of me, in front of a group of small children. And on a moment's thought, I pushed the kids out of the way and got my way next to her. And we talked the whole way up and then the whole way down. And 5 years later, it's still been wonderful.
Do you remember what you talked about on that first conversation, Mike?
You know, we were both new to Seattle, so it was the common conversations of an outdoor person and, you know, what we had in common.
Was the spark there right away, or was like, oh, I had a good conversation, I'll see this person one more time, but I don't know if this is going anywhere? Or did you know when you got off that ski lift this was someone who you might be with for a long time?
You know what? It was sparks right away, and I said right to her, I said, I have to see you again. And then proceeded to not have my cell phone on me. And luckily she did and took the phone number, and it all worked out.
Hey, Mike, thanks. What are you going to do for Valentine's Day today?
Well, I've created a little picture timeline throughout the house, and we're going to walk through our 5 years and kind of look through all we've been through and just reflect on the good things.
That's such a great idea. So you've got photos from all from key points in your relationship, and you're just going to walk from place to place in your house looking at them and remembering them and talking about them?
Exactly, exactly. She noted recently we don't have enough pictures of us, so we'll just walk in, and then there's a line of pictures going to follow us all around the house.
That is such a great idea. Was that your idea?
It was.
Well, everybody listening, you should take Mike's idea. That's a terrific idea for Valentine's Day, remembering through taking a walk along with the pictures of you taken together. Thanks so much for calling, Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ross. Have a good one.
We've got Lisa on the line, and she's calling today from Bothell. Lisa, good afternoon. How did you meet your Valentine?
Hi, Ross. I met my Valentine when I was in college at Cornish, and I had a work-study job at the Seattle Rep. My husband worked there in the box office, and one day my boss introduced me to him. And from the moment I looked in those green eyes, I was gone. And I wasn't thinking marriage. I was pretty anti-marriage. But I hoped he would ask me out, and I sort of left little hints. And finally, no one was gossiping back to him, which I hoped they would. Finally, a buddy of his said, listen, she wants you to ask her out. So we were hanging out in the lobby. The show had started. We were all standing around chatting, and we were talking about school dances and not getting asked to dance. He said, well, I find that hard to believe that no one asked you to dance. So he asked me to dance, and he started waltzing me around the lobby.
Wow.
And I know, and he's a good dancer. And then he asked me out, but he was mumbling, so I kept saying, what? And so finally, he said it again, and I heard him, and I said yes. And we've been married for 22 years, and we have twin boys.
So what I like about that story, Lisa, is that he didn't even notice your interest, but his buddy did.
Well, it's only because it leaked back to his buddy, because I kept telling people. You see, the theater world was very gossipy, so I was hoping to use that in my favor, but in that case, it wasn't working, so I just had to out with it to somebody. But I was so old school, I couldn't ask him out. It was just me.
Well, it sounds like you maneuvered it correctly to your advantage. What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
You know, we're just having a family dinner in tonight with our kids.
Hey, thanks a lot for telling us about that. And our last call today is from Ellie. She's giving us a call today from Bellevue. And dancing also had a role in you meeting your Valentine, Ellie?
Well, yes. I had been recently divorced, and I was sitting at home alone on a Saturday night watching, it was Shark Week on Discovery. I was watching man-eating sharks on one channel and flipping around to the other channel, which was serial killers, and I suddenly realized there was something wrong with me.
I was going to say, not a promising evening for meeting your future Valentine.
No, so I had recently joined a group called Parents Without Partners, and I thought, well, maybe they've got something going on. They did. So I went to a dance in lovely downtown Linwood, which we still can't find.
We're going to have to leave it there. So it was a dance of Parents with Partners that finally made it happen. Ellie, thanks so much for your story. Sorry to have to cut you short. You can add yours at the Conversation Facebook page, KUOW.
Happy Valentine's Day. Every day, the 14th.